replaces it with joy.
Greetings, 7 Second Delay fans. Tonight, another encore edition as Andy Breckman is still tied up with the photography of his new television series. Tonight we air a very early episode from 1998 when Andy and I were 12 and 14 years old, respectively. And we had dreams of becoming real broadcasters. And we brought in a real-life radio consultant to tell us what we were doing wrong. Here is the radio consultant episode from 1998. Well, it's a good thing that you're a technical genius.
Oh, man, what a horrible week to screw up on, because we're being monitored this week by a grown-up, real-life radio consultant.
Is he monitoring us now?
Yes, he's in Michigan, and this is the real thing. This is what he does for a living, and we've brought him in today to help us out. We're doing something wrong.
So is his specialty unsuccessful talk radio programs?
Yes, to make them less unsuccessful. He can take a show that sucks and turns it into a show that's just awful because he's been doing this for years. Maybe we should call him. First off, we do our weekly benediction. May this show succeed while the shows of my friends fail.
Fail miserably.
Fail miserably. Yet may I always be perceived of as a team player. I hope our friend in Michigan likes the benediction. I hope he doesn't ask us to drop that. The idea today is we're going to have a radio consultant listen to our show, and then at about 6:30, he'll give his advice to us, and we will make the adjustments he recommends, no matter what they are, Ken.
Oh,
do you agree?
Oh, yeah, I promise to abide by whatever he says.
Me too. We will do our best.
For the trial period.
And we will improve our show.
Hello?
Oh, hi. We're looking for Mark Stevens, please.
Speaking.
Mark, you say
this
hello.
Andy?
This is Andy, and say
hi.
Hello to my friend Ken.
Hi, Mark.
Ken, how are you?
Good.
It's so nice of you to do this. Now, you're in Michigan listening to us on the Internet.
Yeah, you had a great great stream, I might add.
Why, thank you.
And I apologize. The show will get better. We screwed up that opening.
Well, that,
we're usually much cleaner than
our headphones went out right as the theme song was ending.
Yeah.
You know, it's not an unusual trait of on-air people to have a built-in excuse every time they think something went wrong. But that's
well. How do you think we handled it by backing up the theme song by 30 seconds to
hardly,
buy more time?
Hardly noticeable.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I mean, I wouldn't have known it was a mistake until you pointed it out.
Oh, that's probably where
so. We're making
wrong.
A mistake right now. Is
yeah.
What you're saying?
We're compounding it even more. Well, we're gonna hear your full report at 6:35 in about a half hour.
Okay.
And we will be very attentive and very respectful. We know you've been doing this for years. The name of your company is what, sir?
Audience Development Group.
And what exactly do you do for radio stations?
Oh, we consult their programming in a variety of different formats, in rock and country and oldies, news talk as well.
What do? You go in and you lock up the program director?
No, basically what we do is we get them fired.
Great.
Fantastic.
We work for the program director on behalf of the general manager, and you being, can I understand, the station manager?
Right.
Would understand what I'm saying. And Andy, are you the program director?
No, I'm just the peon.
You're just a jock, as it were.
Yeah, if all goes well, I'll be promoted to just jock.
Well, at the outset, this is somewhat unusual because usually the way this is done, the manager or the program director would bring a consultant in to monitor the radio station unbeknownst to the talent.
You'd be in town secretly.
Exactly.
Well, see, when you use the word talent, then we're not talking about Andy Breckman.
Oh, I'm sure he made the little quotation marks in the air.
Every industry has its own buzzword.
Yeah, well, that's it.
We use talent. It's a big brush.
Yeah.
There are many degrees of talent.
Talent means I walk upright.
So it's unusual because if they know beforehand, they tend to have they tend to want to perform for the consultant.
Yeah.
And sometimes it backfires on them.
That's right. They try too hard.
So this is unusual in that respect. So I'm interested to see how it goes.
Well, for the first 2 or 3 minutes, I'll probably be on and trying to impress you. But after that, I'll just go into my panic mode.
Okay.
And forget you're there.
I would have to ask you a question at the outset.
Yes,
sir? For either of you. Is there anything in particular that you're looking for or that I need to know, having not been exposed to your show at all?
Well, to be honest with you, girls don't call us.
Girls don't call you.
Yeah.
Now, I don't mean when you're off the air.
No. Well, I mean, probably both, but we're more concerned with on the air.
Okay.
And the people that do call us, we'd have to say are cretins. Wouldn't you agree, Ken?
No. And that does get to one of my complaints, because Andy is fairly rude to the listeners.
But you'll agree, I'm not exaggerating. You'll agree, Mark, when you hear the calls.
All right. And I assume that the rudeness is the effect you're hoping for.
No, that's the problem.
Yes, that's right. There's the ticket. The rudeness. Oh, why didn't I think of this years ago? The rudeness, Ken, is the effect I'm looking for.
Okay.
Maybe we'll
God bless you, Mark Stevens.
We're done here.
God bless you. Okay, so we'll talk to you in 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah, I'll look forward to it.
Something's wrong. You'll tell us what it is.
Okay.
Something's seriously wrong. So we have to find a topic to generate calls so Mr. Stevens can see how we interact with our listeners.
Right.
I regret now the Cretan remark. I see how that might work against us today.
So far, we've got a concept for a radio program without a topic.
Well, we do have a topic, and it's actually pretty relevant this week. We were going to ask people, we're going to look for distant relatives of the rich and famous. We really have to admit, no one rich or famous is listening to the show. There's no way we'll ever get a rich or famous person to call.
Mm-hmm.
But we may have relatives of the rich and famous listening, distant relatives. And I know that you're in mourning this week because you are, I'm sorry, you told me, fourth or fifth cousin?
My sixth cousin, Henny Youngman, passed away yesterday.
Henny Youngman, you are?
The sixth cousin I never knew.
You never met the man?
Never met him.
Did you see him in concert?
Oh, I used to see him on the street. I would go up to him and give him a big hug. He never acknowledged our relation at all.
He's in his 90s. Now, did your mother ever meet him?
My mother used to get free passes to his radio program.
Did she go backstage?
No,
did she have any amusing anecdotes?
He ignored her as well.
Still, I'm very sorry about Henny Youngman.
I'm sure you are.
I'm very impressed that you came to work today and you're functioning. You're hiding your pain. You compartmentalize your pain, which is what I admire about you. And maybe some of our listeners can also share some stories. We're looking for distant relatives of the rich and famous. And we're at 973-678-7743.
Performing for
exactly.
The radio consultant.
You're exactly right, because normally I rush through giving that number out.
Well, normally you don't give the number out at all.
No, I give the number out, but I say it so quickly no one can hear, and then I'm baffled when no one calls.
You're performing for the consultant.
973-678-7743. Oh, I should also remind our consultant that Ken is the station manager and can't be fired. So whatever note you just wrote down, you have to cross out. Ken
what
cannot be
to
fired.
Bruce
Longstreet?
Hi, you're on the air. Oh, I'm sorry. Hi. Hello. Thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Oh, there you go, performing again.
You were calling about...
You love the show.
I don't quite
you love
understand
the show.
What the gist of it was.
You love the show.
But hold on a minute. Oh, man. The show? No,
you love the show.
I usually don't even catch it. I'm just running late here.
Okay. Could you turn your radio up, please? I can't hear the echo. I can barely make myself out in
the
little...
Yeah, that's a little confusing.
Okay, so are you a distant relative of the rich or famous?
Well, according to my cousin who did our family tree, my father had a cousin.
Okay.
Who was a bit part in... I did see him one time way back in, the 50s. He was a bit actor in westerns and stuff.
What was his name?
Chris Alcade was his stage name.
So your father's cousin was Chris Alcade?
Yeah.
See, you don't have to lie just to impress us, pal.
No, I'm not.
You're telling me that your father knew Chris Alcade.
Huh?
You're telling me your father could go up to Chris Alcade and they would know each other?
No, my father's passed away.
Okay.
But
when they were both alive.
He may have not even known him then, actually, as far as that goes. And we lived in California for a year, and I don't know that there was any contact ever made there.
What
Although
movie...
my father was in California for about a year before us. And
Where might we have seen Chris Alcade? What name
Jeez.
A movie?
Chris Alcade was his stage name, and he was just a bit part in westerns, and that's all I know.
I got to say, the Henny Youngman story has impressed me more.
But he did... according to my cousin,
who
did the family tree stuff, he married Cher's mother.
Who did?
Chris Alcade.
Married Cher's mother.
Twice.
Which makes him father-in-law to...
Cher.
Sonny Bono.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Who is a fine singer and songwriter, but a lousy skier.
Well,
now we're getting somewhere.
Although he sure could stop on a dime.
You know, when this call started, I thought that the radio consultant who's scrutinizing the program would have some suggestions for our call screener. But now, I'm not concerned about that.
Scott's
you
job is the one in jeopardy.
We've ended up with Sonny Bono.
I think that guy just elaborated.
So and, you're actually a distant cousin to Sonny Bono. Let's leave it at
marriage.
That.
Good enough.
All right. Thank
and
you.
Very
not get any other.
Okay.
As far as that goes. But
okay.
More
so
like
and now we have to now.
This portion of this program is being scrutinized by a radio consultant, and after
yes,
he gives us his suggestions, will you call back?
Yes, and so
and
we can
reenact this
right
call.
Here. I got to go over to my kid's house and give him dinner.
Okay. But we expect you to call from your kid's house because we can do much better
after we talk
to our consultant.
You call us back after we get the feedback from the consultant.
Thanks very much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to be doing the same show twice. This time is the old Ken and Andy, the flawed Ken and Andy. But
and I already screwed up by calling so much attention to the fact that our headphones didn't work at the
beginning. I believe that's number 8 on the list of your screw-ups so far. The our radio consultant will have a very long list. I hope you take notes. Hi, you're on the air.
Uncle Ken, Uncle Andy.
You love the show.
Love the show. Can't believe I got through.
Oh, there you go. Thank you very much, because you know there's a radio guy listening.
No problem, Uncle.
Thank you.
Andy, but I think actually you're in a poor situation.
Why?
Because Ken is the man.
I know.
And, you know, you can't get rid of him, so I think the brunt is going to be put onto you.
Oh, I know. I'm fully expecting that.
My great-great-grandmother invented the designer shower curtain.
Your great-great-grandmother?
Yes. Before her, she was in the textile business.
Yeah.
Before her, shower curtains were just plain, you know, fabric. And she put designs on them.
And what was the first design on a shower curtain?
I have no idea.
And what were they made of? This is before plastic?
Right. I think it was some sort of...
wool.
Linen.
Yeah, wool shower curtain. And what was her name?
Golda something or other.
So you don't even know her name, but we know the designer shower curtain.
Yes. I apologize.
Maybe Golda Meir?
You know, this
who
call,
went on to become Prime Minister of Israel?
She was like the Betsy Ross of Israel.
This call was a lot better in my head before it came out.
Yeah. Well,
listen.
I want the radio consultant to disregard this.
I don't think he can.
No, he can't
disregard
it.
He's a trained pro.
No, actually, but it's not going to reflect on you. It's going to reflect on Scott, our call screener.
No, now you're going to scare Scott. He won't let any calls through, and you and I are just going to be sharing anecdotes.
How does the radio consultant know?
Hey, how about that movie, The Titanic? We're going to be just stuck.
The radio consultant doesn't even know whether Scott really exists or not. Maybe he thinks we're performing for him again, pretending we have a call screener when we don't.
Listen.
He knows Scott exists. We don't have that good an imagination to just come up with the name Scott.
You guys might be, you know, terrible and make a lot of mistakes,
yeah.
Which you do, but at least Andy comes off as earnest, and I think that counts for a lot.
You know, it's true we're screwing up, but just give us a half hour. By this time, after the half hour mark, in one half hour, we will be a whole new show. You won't even recognize us. Thanks very much.
All right, bye.
We're just asking listeners, just give us a little time. We have a radio consultant that's going to talk to us soon. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm on the air.
I got to give the phone number again. 973-678-7743. A true professional always gives the phone number every 5 minutes. Is that about right, 5 minutes?
No, I think it depends whether they're getting calls or not.
Gotcha. Okay,
go ahead. In fact, giving out the phone number is a sign of weakness.
And especially when I've interrupted a call, we're giving it out.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I were dead. What was I thinking? Okay, you're on the air. You love the show.
I love the show so much.
Well, he's going to wonder why we make callers say love the show.
No, I skip my classes at school just to listen to the show.
Oh, now he's going to see. Oh, now he's going to think our listeners are really sad people.
Am I laying it on too
thick? Yeah. Okay, so are you a distant relative of the rich and or famous?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
My fourth cousin is Boy George.
Your fourth cousin. Oh, that trumps Ken.
It does.
A new crown prince has appeared on our show.
I've never actually met him. Never actually, like, had contact with him.
Yeah.
But all my relatives tell me, like, yeah, your fourth cousin is Boy George.
Hey, then you can settle a bet. I've had a bet with a friend of mine for years. Gay, right?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Easiest 20 bucks I ever made.
That's not really like a little known fact. I mean,
what?
He was what's the name of his band? The Culture Club? What didn't he like?
Yeah,
the
Culture
guitarist
Club
or something.
Oh yeah. Huh. Well, still, I win. I had just had a feeling. Okay, so fourth cousin Boy George, you've never met him. Are you a fan of his?
Oh God, I love him.
Well,
the music.
Yeah, you love the music.
I got the pins and the patches and all that.
Has anyone in your immediate family ever met him?
No, actually not. Like no one that I know in my family.
What is his real name?
George O'Dowd.
Is there an O'Dowd in your immediate family?
Yeah, like. Let me think. I think like my grandma's cousin is that the closest O'Dowd to me or something.
Okay, So the fourth cousin, do you believe this man? Why would anyone make that up, right? He has to be telling the truth.
I'm serious. Because I tell all my friends everything, and they're like, no, no. But I'm like, really? He's my fourth cousin.
Are your friends really impressed by that?
You
got to get out more, pal.
One or two are.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks very much.
All right, don't mention it.
Okay.
So you just insulted that last caller. I think
but I did it. I was so funny. You have to excuse me. Now, Henny Youngman, now I can ask you, because you can settle a bet I've had about him. He's really old, right? He was, just before he died, really an old man?
Yes, he was over 90 when he passed away.
There you go.
Yesterday.
I thought so. Because I saw a picture of him and he looked old.
My sixth cousin who died yesterday.
Yeah, yes. Died of the flu. I get the flu all the time. It just inconveniences
you're
me.
You're not 90 years
Your
old.
Your cousin just couldn't take the flu. Why don't I say that? Oh, I'm so embarrassed. It's Mark, please, if you're listening in Chicago, just disregard that last joke.
He's in Lansing, Michigan.
Lansing, Michigan. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Ooh, a chick call.
I know, I heard. I feel bad for you guys.
I know, but listen, after 6:30.
Why are you not calling anymore? After 6:30. I know, when I was a kid, I used to call over the place, you know?
I know. After 6:30, though, you'll see. We're going to make some adjustments, and girls will be calling left and right.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you just tell them what you look like?
Pardon
Go ahead,
me?
Describe
tell
yourself.
Tell them what you look like.
I'm,
Maybe that'll get him to call.
I am a very, very attractive man.
Oh,
I'm an overweight, bald Jew. Girls love that look. You can ask my wife.
I have a friend that's bald, and I love him to death.
There you go.
You know?
There you go. So you're a distant relative of?
Well, I don't know if this counts or not. I had sex with somebody who is in that Kevin Bacon circle.
Wow.
Do you understand what we're talking about?
Well,
you know, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. What is this Kevin Bacon circle? You mean he's you had sex with someone that worked with Kevin Bacon?
Yeah, that was in one of his movies.
You had sex with
not
someone.
Not with the whole band. I had sex with the whole band. I mean, just one guy.
You had sex with someone who was in a band.
Uh-huh.
And that person also does some acting and was in a movie.
No, he wasn't acting. They were just playing. They were, you know, they were background music at a party.
In a movie.
Yeah.
In which
from
movie?
From Good Homes. You know, From Good Homes from North Jersey.
Okay.
But which movie was it?
I don't know. That one with Jennifer Aniston, whatever. So but I was trying to call I was trying to get WNTI on my radio, and I couldn't find it, but I found you guys, and this is like Radio Free Sparta, man. It's
yeah,
cool.
This is your second choice. Yeah. We will always be your second choice.
In fact, we're going to change our slogan to Radio Free Sparta.
Well, I know buddies on the radio, you know. I've been to the radio station, and, you know.
What radio station?
WNTI. I talked a couple nights on a Saturday
Hackettstown.
Night show.
Oh, Hackettstown.
Yeah.
Now, who did you sleep with on the staff there?
Well, we won't get into that.
Who didn't you sleep
with? Yeah, just give us a list of guys you don't sleep with.
No.
Can invite her to volunteer. This is a nonprofit station, and we sometimes ask girls to come down and volunteer.
I don't do that kind of thing.
Invite her to volunteer.
No, I only date musicians. Sorry.
Okay, so you've practically had sex with Kevin Bacon.
Well,
you've come as close as you can come to having sex with Kevin Bacon without actually doing it.
Without actually touching it. It's like
had,
that cybersonic stuff.
You had sex with a guy who's in a band who played in the background of a scene in a movie that Kevin Bacon was in.
Oh, Andy, you're such a literalist. She came this close to betting Kevin Bacon.
What's Kevin Bacon like? He seems kind of nice.
Down in East Orange?
Where are
What's
we,
What's it
Ken?
Like down there? Is it nice people or whatever? Because up here in North Jersey, it's... You know, nice.
We're in East Orange. It's kind of a rough neighborhood. You know how rough it is?
How rough
The guy in Lansing will love this, because I have a very funny joke. Ask me how rough the neighborhood is. Go ahead.
How rough is the neighborhood?
Oh, it's pretty rough. Driving here today, I looked out my window and I saw half a cop.
Half a cop?
Yeah.
I don't get
You have to ask Andy to explain
That's
it.
That's not funny.
It's one of those great... No, no, no. You
no, normally...
The
normally,
best, the best kidding, jokes sorry. Need to be explained.
I don't get it yet.
Well, see, normally you see full cops. They're like entire people.
Uh-huh.
You can imagine how tough the neighborhood would be if a cop has been somehow sawed in half. A cop. He's an armed uniform officer of the law.
I know.
Oh, can you imagine someone... He was standing on the corner, the bottom half of him.
Did you Did you pay somebody for this joke?
I paid $14,000 for this joke. The guy assured me it was gold. Oh.
Well, thanks for calling.
Half a cop.
I got a joke for you before I go.
Okay.
Half a cop.
Okay, here's my joke. All right, it's a Levinsky joke.
Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, but you
have to hear a new one.
Yeah, but you have to be very careful because we're on the radio.
What do they recall her.
Careful.
Her, we'll leave it blank.
Yeah.
What do they?
I don't know. What do they call
it? What's the new name for it?
I don't know what.
The Oval Office.
Okay.
All right.
You like that one?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, that's great.
Good.
Okay.
I'm glad.
Ken, later you'll explain that to me, right?
Well, that's the mark.
You get it?
No, I don't get it either.
I can tantalizingly close together.
It's a great joke. It's the mark of a great joke. If it needs to be explained laboriously,
it
means it's a good joke.
It also kills time. Oh, God. Oh, the guy in Lansing must just be scribbling notes furiously.
Well, this is your program.
No, it is not.
I'm really just
a sidekick. No, it is not Ken Friedman, capital F-R-E-E-D-M-A-N.
And, in fact, this concept for this program was suggested by Tom Sharpling.
Yes, that's true. Tom Sharpling, T-O-M. S-H-A-R-P-I-L-I-N-G. 973-678-7743. We're looking for relatives of the rich and famous.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, your best behavior. We have a radio consultant listening.
Yeah.
You love the show.
I do.
Are you a relative of the rich and famous?
Well, the famous, yeah.
Who might that be?
My uncle was Eichmann.
Who?
Adolf Eichmann?
That's right.
The Nazi?
Yeah.
Your uncle was Adolf Eichmann? Can that be true?
Well.
He's your father's brother?
Yeah.
And was your father in the States during the war?
No, he was in Germany.
Did he serve in the army or the SS?
Yeah.
Your father did also?
Yeah, he did.
Is your name Eichmann?
No, Wolfsburg.
When was the name changed?
Excuse me?
When was the family name changed?
Oh, I was given this name when I was born.
Now, can we test him, I think. I might know enough to test him, to verify this.
Do your best.
Okay. What country was Eichmann found in when they found him?
Belgium.
Is that right?
I don't know. That can't be right. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Why'd you ask the question?
I don't know either. How did Eichmann die?
Eichmann was trialed by Israel.
That's right.
And executed there?
Exactly.
What year?
Death by injection. What year?
No. The year was...
This was in last year's FMU calendar.
The death of Eichmann?
Yeah.
66, I suppose.
But how was he executed?
By gas.
By gas?
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Okay. Well done, Ken. We knew between us, we knew just enough. And I don't think it was Belgium. I always assumed Argentina.
He was hung.
He was hung in Israel.
Yeah, I might be wrong about that. But
but it's fun to hang up on people.
Well, you have to be deliberate. It's like driving.
It's fun to hang up on Nazis. American Nazis are tough. German Nazis are even tougher. And it's fun to hang up on them.
I just was performing for the consultant. See, it's just a matter of being deliberate. It's like driving.
You struck a blow.
It's like pulling into traffic. You just can't be meek about it. You have to be deliberate.
You struck a blow, though, for freedom by hanging up on Nazis. Oh, I hate Nazis. You know what I do? I've boycotted the American Nazi Party now for like 6 months. They've just driven.
Really? You don't go to their big benefit concert?
I don't. I buy my Nazi propaganda not from them anymore. I buy it from another source.
From Amway?
Yeah, from Amway.
That's great.
Because I think if we all agree to buy our SWAT stickers and our Hitler memorabilia from other people, you hit the Nazis in the pocketbook is what I propose. That's where it hurts, pal. You know?
I never thought about it that way.
Yeah. I hate those Nazis, American. And I even hate German Nazis more. Canadian Nazis I can live with. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I love the show.
Thanks very much. Ooh, another girl. He'll think we have girls calling.
He will.
This is perfect. The plan is working perfectly.
Yeah.
You know, we have a radio consultant listening.
Yeah?
Yeah. So we're being on our best behavior. We hung up on the Nazis.
Well, that is
we showed them. We showed them. Oh man, if only people hung up on the Nazis in the 30s in Berlin.
Oh, my doorbell's ringing. I think it's an Amway distributor.
Oh, good. Yeah, with your new copy of Mein Kampf. Don't buy from the Nazis.
Okay.
We're boycotting. Okay, so are you a distant relative of the rich and famous?
Very distant.
Go ahead.
Okay, my cousin's uncle by marriage invented Mr. Potato Head.
Wow.
Wow. That was, did he have like a one incredible moment, one epiphany where it occurred to him?
Yeah, and he didn't get any money because he was working for Hasbro at the time.
Bastards! Nazi bastards! Oh, I wish they'd call. We could hang up on them. And did it was it inspired by a real potato?
You know, you can use fruit too.
But no, get out.
The actual inspiration, like the moment when it occurred to him.
That I don't know.
You mean it never comes up in conversation?
It does. Like, we all talk about it, but we don't know exactly what the original vegetable was.
Or what he was stoned on.
Right. So.
So that's pretty good. So that's your grandfather? Wait, who is that?
Cousin's uncle.
It's my cousin's husband's uncle. And my cousin is the one I'm related to, so it's my marriage.
Cousin's husband's uncle.
Right.
Mr. Potato Head. That's
pretty
good.
But it makes you essentially Mrs. Potato Head.
Oh, if only.
Now, you know, there was a controversy about 10 years ago with Mr. Potato Head. Do you know the controversy?
No.
He no longer smokes a pipe. Because it's bad influence on kids.
He was smoking the same stuff that guy was smoking when he invented it.
Exactly. But when you buy a Mr. Potato Head now, there's no pipe in the box.
That's true. There's definitely no pipe. And in Toy Story, Mr. Potato Head was a big, big character, and he didn't smoke a pipe.
That's right. It's just the PC Army marching on.
Well, I use peaches usually. You're welcome.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You know what my grandfather invented, or at least claimed he invented?
What?
Banisters for stairways.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he said. Before he invented it, before he came out with banisters, people were just falling off stairs left and right.
Hmm.
So he was a great man, too.
What do you know?
A little more useful than Mr. Potato Head. 973-678-7743. In a couple of minutes, we're going to go back to Lansing. And I'm sure this guy has a few notes for you.
I think he's got more for you.
No, I've put in a stellar, perfect performance. A
this
perfect
being
10.
This being your program.
It is not my program. Oh, listen, you taking.
I wonder what he's going to have to say about our call screener. Wink, wink.
So you're already positioning Scott as our scapegoat. Well, you're diabolical.
No, I said call screener, wink, wink. You know, the call screener.
Oh, you're
the
pretending.
Next...
You're pretending we might not have a call screener. We might or might not. He sees right through that. He's a pro. He's the pro from Lansing. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Another girl.
Love the show.
Wow.
Can't believe I got through.
Long time listener, first time caller. Oh, great. Great to hear from you.
Are you going to ask me who I like better, Ken or Andy?
Yeah, who do you like better, Ken or Andy?
I wanted to see if this works. I like Andy better.
Oh, no. She was so nice.
What do you mean?
I'm telling Mark.
You're going to tell
him. I'm going to tell Mark in Lansing. Mark, what Ken does, if someone says they like me better, he hangs up on him. Ken's in control
of the board.
So now
you're calling extra attention to the behind-the-scenes machination of the program.
He's sitting in Lansing going, they appear to have disconnected that call. He's wondering why.
Don't you remember what Mark
told us? I'm not taking the fall for that.
Don't you remember what Mark told us at the beginning of the program?
No.
Don't call extra attention to mistakes.
But he's going to blame me for you hanging up on that nice girl.
I hung up on her by mistake.
Or maybe, liar! Maybe... Mark, he does that every week. Liar. Little liar. Pants on fire. I'm sorry. I had to say it. 973-678-7743. Hi, you're on the air.
Andy, it's Tim.
Tim, hi, how are you?
Hey, pretty good.
Tim,
you know
Tim Arnon's dad?
Listen, I like Ken better.
All right, so he's on.
Do you know what he gets?
He gets to be turned
he
up
gets
a little.
A little bit of extra volume.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tim.
Extremely diplomatic. My mother was related to Adlai Stevenson.
Wow.
Adlai
Stevenson?
Who was our, I believe, our 42nd president.
No.
He would have been.
42nd president. He beat Eisenhower.
He lost to Johnson.
He lost to Johnson.
In 64.
He didn't lose to Johnson in 64.
No, he lost to Ike twice.
Lost to Eisenhower.
You're right. He lost in 50 and...
Okay, so...
52 and 56.
So this is your mother...
That's right, Goldwater in 64.
Yeah, this is your mother...
In Johnson.
Yeah. Your
my
mother's...
Mother, she, I think it was a distant cousin of my mother, but she got to, like, meet him... Our family lived in Massachusetts then.
Distant cousin of mom. That's pretty
correct.
Good.
And so when they would have, like, the Democratic, you know, deals,
yeah,
she got to meet him and she got to meet JFK because he was a senator then in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So she just basically walked up to Stevenson, the story went,
yeah,
hi, Cousin Adlai, and then spent all her time talking to JFK.
Right. She used Adlai as the foot in the door to flirt with JFK.
Exactly.
Fantastic. And I believe you, and I am impressed. The two criteria that you wanted to meet. Thank you very
much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was a great call.
Perfect call. I handled it perfectly. I got off a zinger and ended it smoothly.
You won the little history contest.
I won the little history contest. It's like watching a skating performance at the Olympics. My dismount was perfect. I twirled perfectly.
Yeah, it was just like Tara, what's her name?
Yeah.
Lipinski.
Yeah, she's 15, Ken. Okay.
Did you notice that the New York Times put her full-color picture above the fold, and it showed butt cleavage? It's the first time ever the New York Times has shown butt cleavage in full color above the fold.
Okay, so now you got your little historical note in. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
You love the show.
I love the show.
Long-time listener.
Yeah, long-time listener, first-time
caller. Oh, okay, then.
You know, you hung up on me before, and I really wanted the radio consultant to hear that.
Okay.
For no other reason.
We hung up on you? We didn't hang up on you.
Yeah. Yes, you did, Ken. Hey, we have to get back to Lansing.
If they don't say they like Ken.
Exactly.
They get hung up on.
Oh, I can't wait to hear
that. So, anyway, I just wanted to expose that little fact.
Go ahead.
For the radio,
but it wasn't you I hung up on.
Are you a long-time...
But it was. Anyway. Listen to this really quick.
Yeah.
My grandmother's nephew was Tony Mottola. Actually, my step-grandmother's nephew was Tony Mottola.
Great session guitarist.
Mariah Carey.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Mottola, bajillionaire. Mariah Carey, also a bajillionaire and also very famous.
So your step-grandmother's cousin...
No, nephew.
Nephew has seen Mariah Carey naked. We got to cut to the bottom line here. He's seen Mariah Carey naked.
My grandmother?
No, your step-grandmother's nephew has seen Mariah Carey naked.
Her sister's son.
Huh. Has seen Mariah Carey naked.
I suppose so.
There you go.
Could
Thank
be?
You very much.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Thank you, Terry.
I believe you, and I'm impressed. Okay,
should we call our radio consultant now?
Yeah, I'm sure he has a few notes for us. And by us, of course, I mean you.
Hmm.
Oh, I'm so glad I put in a perfect, flawless performance this last half hour. If we were in the Olympics, the judges would be holding up. I know what my score would be.
What would it be?
5.8, 5.9. For difficulty, 5.9, 5.8.
Yeah, I would argue that...
For technique, 5.7, 5.8.
I would argue that events like that should be taken out of the Olympics completely.
No, you lose the high score. You lose my wife judging me. Okay, we are now calling our radio consultant who has been monitoring... the show.
His name's
he
Mark.
Might have a note.
His name's Mark, by the way.
Yeah,
Andy.
Mark. I know.
Yes, I'm back.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Fine. How'd we do?
Excellent show.
I don't have to say that.
I'm so glad I got through.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Mark, if we were clients that really needed your help, what would you be saying?
Well, I would point out a few things to you.
And by you, of course, you mean Ken.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes. But, go ahead.
So you don't listen.
Ken, wait, let me get Ken a notepad and some paper. Go ahead, and a pen. Here we go. Go ahead.
There is obviously, and I'm assuming by design, an unstructured sort of aura to the show.
What is that supposed to mean? What the hell are you talking about?
Exactly. And the defensive nature of the show. But I think, you know, you've got unstructured. I like the way the show works.
Defensive.
I like that you just pop in there and you come up with a subject matter. But I think there's a couple of things you can do that would really cause people to be able to, in reality, not be able to get through. And for a radio program, be it talk or otherwise, or what you guys are doing or anybody else is doing, having people want it is better than giving it all to them.
And for example,
I've been trying to tell Andy that for years.
I don't understand it when you said it, or I couldn't quite understand it when Mark said
well,
it.
Well, let me give you an analogy.
Okay.
What do you watch on TV?
I watch Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. Do you, if there were, I don't remember the nature of the show, but there was a two-parter last season.
Okay, sir.
And it ended. It left you wanting for the second part.
Little cliffhanger.
You made every effort to be there for the second part.
Exactly. Couldn't wait to see how it ended.
You probably talked about it with everybody you ran into before you saw the second part.
You're right. If I had friends, I would have discussed it with my friends. You're
That's
absolutely
the analogy.
Right.
So if people can't get through,
yes.
they'll want to try again.
So we should limit our incoming line to one line so they hear a busy signal?
No, what he's saying is I should hang up on more callers.
Well, it's a backhanded way to say it, but hanging up on somebody, it really equates to confrontation. Why, you dirty rock. I'm calling Ben back.
Wait a minute. You're defending Ken's hanging up on a caller?
He's paying the bill. Shut up.
I get quite a few points for hanging up on Terry there.
Right. But I think what you can do...
It was a Nazi! It was a Nazi. That didn't
take
any
opinion. Well, I don't disagree.
I hung up on the Nazi also.
Okay. He hangs up on friends and foes. He's indiscriminate about it.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with that.
So maybe we could put all the calls, all the lines on hold so people can't get through.
Well,
make
and
them
it would save
want
a lot of time
it.
Of having to talk to anyone, too.
So getting through should become like a prize, like a coveted prize.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting note.
You'll
okay.
You'll also find that if they want to get through, if the subject matter is compelling enough and broad enough, more people will want to get through.
And what did you think of our topic today?
Well, it was kind of—I kind of got an idea from your first call. You mentioned, I believe, something about Sonny Bono not being a very good skier.
Yeah.
And I thought if you could take subject matter such as like skiing, and put it together with something that has absolutely nothing to do with skiing, and make that your subject matter of the evening. For example, if it were timely, which is not anymore because you're dead, and so is David Kennedy, and all of that. And
maybe Michael Kennedy. Yeah.
Maybe your topic for the evening becomes skis and trees.
Skis and trees.
And
we could
do
that.
Some of the callers could discuss horticultural. That would be your female audience, possibly.
Yeah, the chicks love trees.
Exactly.
And the guys love skis.
Yeah.
And we could have our call screener, wink, put all the lines on hold so nobody can get through.
Maybe with what's going on in Washington these days, you could do a Jennifer's and Flowers theme.
Jennifer, you mean people would call in talking about flowers?
Well, people named Jennifer can call in, talking about their name.
There you go, Jennifer Flowers. So we would give people a choice of topics.
Right, or men can talk about some of the conquests named Jennifer, that sort of thing.
Now, when we have people on the phone, how are we handling the calls?
I think you should let them speak.
Hold on. Let them speak.
Let them complete their thought.
Jeez, what a radical notion, Andy.
I know that was directed at me. I really have to work on that. You're not wrong.
If you don't let them complete their thought, you don't really need their input.
But unless Andy just wants to use them as a prop.
Ken accuses me of just using our listeners for my own gain.
Well, I mean, I kind of get the feeling that at times while I'm listening to you speak to someone on the phone and ask them a question, you really don't care about their answer because you're thinking about what you're going to say next.
I want to get off and think.
That's
true,
except that he's not thinking about what he's going to say next.
He's thinking about
he's just waiting to say something.
It's true. No, I will cop to this. It's true. I often want to win the phone call. I want to get in more zingers than Ken or the caller.
But,
you're
right.
You can win.
Always remember, you can win because you're in control.
Right, exactly.
But you got to let them play.
Got to let them play. Let them play. Let them play. I'm so glad we called. Man, I should have called this guy 6 years ago.
I think you also need to be a little bit more, going back to what I said, be a little bit more topical as to the day,
topical.
As to the week. So what's going on around you, your local. It's always great. You know what's great to pick on is local TV personalities.
Okay, hold on. Pick on those local TV personalities. Like who?
Well, now, not knowing your area, you're in
our... Some fat weatherman. Al Roker.
Yeah,
is he fat? Oh, God, that guy's fat. Hold on. Al Roker.
Bad hair pieces.
Yeah. Hold on. Al Roker. Fat. Oh, this is great.
Bad hair pieces. Bad makeup.
Yeah. I don't think he wears a hairpiece.
You know what you're doing with Mark exactly what he was just talking about.
Not letting him complete a
thought.
Funny mouth movements when they speak.
These are all things we can make fun of.
Oh, it's fun.
So be more topical. Make fun of local people. Okay. Anything else?
I'm trying to keep track of my notes. Gosh, they're everywhere. This is more notes than I've ever written in about 30 minutes.
Now, what do you think? Now, Ken always is putting me down and correcting me.
Well, maybe you should just get it together.
Uh-huh.
Just a thought, Andy.
Hold on. Get myself together. Okay, that might take more than 1 week.
Here's another suggestion that I'll give you to help bring you more listeners at the top of the hour at 6 o'clock. And by the way...
Oh, we need that. Yes. Oftentimes it takes 15 or 20 minutes to get the first call.
Two technical notes I'd like to ask.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear a legal ID at the top of the hour.
No. Ah, that's Ken's job.
No, that was Bob Brannan's job.
I don't know how important that is.
Okay, you're not going to turn us in, are you?
Oh, no.
Come on.
No.
We'll go straight.
I would question the name of the show itself is 7 Second Delay.
Ken's idea.
Why is it called 7 Second Delay?
Because
your delay isn't 7 seconds.
It's about 3 seconds.
You know why it is called 7 Second Delay? I think it's from a Steely Dan or a Don Fagen song, Nightfly. Expect a 7 second delay. You know that
No.
And that's kind of
No,
weird.
I don't recall that lyric, but then that could just be me. I like your benediction. I don't think you'll live it.
Oh, do you have to be true to your benedictions? I didn't know the rules. Okay, so new name for show.
No, not at all. It's not necessarily.
New name for show.
The name's fine. I mean,
yeah.
Do you think we should extend the delay, make it a full 7 seconds long?
I'm listening on the internet, and my delay is a lot longer. It may be because of the internet. I'm hearing about 12 to 15 seconds.
Oh, yeah, that's the internet. In reality, it's only a 3 second delay.
How about this for a new name for the show? Oprah Winfrey Presents, 7 second delay. Because then we get that Oprah Winfrey. People love her.
That's great. Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Mark, how about the way that Andy begins and ends calls? I often feel like he's not beginning and ending them in a deliberate enough fashion.
I wasn't really detecting that. I was trying
exactly.
to get through
Thank
the subject
you,
matter
Thank
more
you.
So than how he begins and ends the call.
I should point out, though, that Ken is at the board, and Ken is the one that terminates these calls, some of them, I believe, quite abruptly.
Well, but see, you know, having been in management myself, in radio,
yeah.
I see absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Huh. Is it dark up there, up Ken's butt there, Mark? You ought to bring a flashlight. You're getting there pretty deep.
Actually, no, there's a lot of very
Yeah,
nice,
yeah, I've heard it's quite seen it.
Here.
Yeah, he's left some books and magazines for people.
I take care of my people.
I think with your benediction, what you should do is have your benediction produced and roll it over your theme.
Oh, good idea. Produce the benediction.
Get a voiceover artist.
Yeah.
And use some production throughout the show if you can. One of the disadvantages that you have not being a commercial radio station, do you run recorded PSAs or any sort of announcements?
I have no idea. I don't listen to it either. Ken? Do we run some kind of PSAs?
Say it again.
Any recorded announcements?
Recorded announcements.
Like on a cart or something?
Like a what?
A cart.
Cart?
Well, I'm guessing the answer is no.
Yeah, the answer
is
no.
You don't have any benchmarking.
Benchmarking?
What does that mean? What does that mean?
People pay millions of dollars for these words.
Tell me what that means.
Benchmarking is it's creating posts in your program like, we'll be right back with so-and-so, and we're going to be talking about blah,
Oh,
blah,
I
blah,
see.
Blah.
I see. Like to keep people tuned in, to let them, to remind them what they're listening to and what's coming up.
Exactly. But
benchmarking.
I think things you can do outside of the show is that you do use positions to announce other things other than what's going on at the moment. Like the preceding show, I didn't listen to all of it. I don't know if you have any interruptions for announcements.
Well, sometimes one show will sort of promote the upcoming show.
Well, I think you need to do that.
Yeah, I think
you need to do it daily, and if you're going to come up with a topic like, you know, we talked about a little bit earlier, that you promote that throughout the day. And the thing you can do is after...
Just a coincidence. It's just a coincidence that...
Real radio station, one that benchmarks and produces promos.
So once again, let's summarize. I think you should broaden the subject matter.
Broaden the subject matter.
Try to theme each show. Now, you know, guys and spies, blues and shoes. Hey, you can even play some music then.
Yeah. Might be.
One has nothing to do with the other.
Blues and shoes.
I have talked to Ken about this.
I'm really sorry. Andy suggested blues and shoes a few months ago, and I just laughed at him.
Broaden subject matter.
Do you know Mark from somewhere?
No, we have never met. Have we ever met, sir?
I have an uncle that runs a delicatessen in Brighton Beach, but I don't think so.
So it's just a coincidence. It's just a coincidence that you suggested blues and shoes 2 months ago.
Next week, Wednesday at 6, blues and shoes. It's an excuse to play some music.
You're trying to benchmark. You're benchmarking now, aren't you?
Yes, I'm benchmarking.
Great.
Okay, broaden the theme, broaden subject matter, maybe more accessible. Produce some spots. New name for the show.
No. The new name. The name of the show is fine. I was just kind of giving you a.
Let them complete their thoughts.
No, we got to try these things out. We only have 15 minutes.
Hold on. Let them complete their thoughts. I just want to get topical. Make fun of maybe some local people. This is all great, Mark. I don't know what you get.
Do you have a local newspaper?
The New York Times.
Well, I'm talking about
a little rag called the New York Times.
Yeah, I mean even more local than that. Is there an East Orange newspaper?
No, my little
Star Ledger.
My daughter puts out a little family thing.
What about
thing.
A college campus newspaper? Those are usually fun to
do. Ooh, we can make fun of like the Seton Hall newspaper or something.
Those are usually a blast to pull apart.
Great. These are all great. Mark, I don't know what you're paid normally, but you're not paid enough. You are truly, truly a beacon of light.
Well, let me give you my boss's number, and you can tell him that.
I will. I'd be glad to. No, you've been perfect. And very helpful.
You guys have a fun show.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to stick around and listen.
Okay, and you will be amazed at the all-new and improved 7 second delay, as brought to you by Oprah Winfrey.
I feel as proud as a parent.
Okay, thank you very much,
Thank you, Mark.
Okay. Maybe we should start over.
So a real radio consultant.
Yeah.
I think.
Were you listening?
I think I won the feedback there.
Well, I think he knew you were the boss. And he had a nice, good flashlight so he could see around your butt really good. He was in there pretty deep and made himself quite at home. Okay, shall we start over?
Yes, let's.
Okay.
He suggested a voiceover.
He suggested doing the benediction. Right. May this show succeed while the shows of our friends fail. And yet may I always be perceived as a team player who lets listeners complete their thoughts. Okay.
Insult Al Roker. Hurry.
Oh, man, is that guy fat. I swear to God.
Okay. You know what I'm going to do now?
You know how they say...
I'm going to put line three on hold so nobody can get through. Here.
Hey, you know how they say no man is an island? You ever hear that saying?
No.
Well, whoever coined that saying never met Al Roker. That guy's an island. That guy must rent himself off on weekends as a wrecking ball. I mean, that guy must have his own area code. My God. He is a fat, fat local celebrity. 973-678-7743. We are letting our listeners complete their thoughts. And we are making fun of local celebrities. Get it together. Oh, that's going to be a big one. I can't do that one right now.
Did you give out the phone number? Because people can't get through.
Let me just read... Let me remind our listeners that coming up in 10 minutes is another is another fine show, Price of Beans. And next week, Blues and Shoes, right here on Oprah Winfrey's 7-Second Delay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Is that the end of your thought, by the way, when you said hi?
No, I have more thoughts.
Okay.
If
you could just signal when you've completed your thoughts, sir.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'll let you know. You know, I am an embattled listener because you left me hanging on the line for 15 or 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
You upset me once so bad that I hung up, and you can ask Ken when I spoke to him.
What did the consultant say about hanging up on people?
He said it was good news.
He said it was a good thing.
Yeah, it created a demand. It created a mystique.
Rich, I'm really sorry. I got to hang up on you. He said it was
perfect.
A good thing.
It's perfect.
And now I'm going to take that line and I'm going to put it on hold so nobody can call through.
You know what that reminds me of when you put these people on hold like that?
What?
How fat Al Roker is.
He's like an island.
He's like an island. He must affect the tides.
Did you see the new today's Seton Hall newspaper?
No, what did they say?
Something really stupid about Al Roker. I think they actually wrote good things about Al Roker.
Fantastic.
Shows you how stupid they are.
And don't forget, next week, Blues and Shoes.
And if you're a new listener, coming up, we'll get to hear Andy abuse a caller.
973-678-7743. I will let them complete their thought first. Hi, you're on the air.
Okay. That guy was worthless in one sense.
What guy?
The Mr. Consultant.
The consultant?
He was totally wrong, at least in one area.
Oh, no. What?
I don't think that's possible.
I wrote my notes in pen, not pencil.
Well, he said to make promos throughout the day or at least the show immediately.
It's called benchmarking. Hello.
Excuse me. I'm only paid a quarter. So. But I know as a listener, if I think I might speak for more than a few listeners out there, that as a listener of this show quite frequently, that if you actually announced what the topic was going to be, there would be times I wouldn't listen. Because I've heard it before, and it's just not that good. But when you don't announce it, I'm there every week, pretty much.
You know, it's the best when we don't even know what the topic is until the theme song ends.
You know, I think I can tell when that happens.
Well, next week we know it's going to be Blues and Shoes, and the following week, you've got to decide, pal. You can't stay on the fence forever. Are you going to talk about skis, or are you going to talk about trees? You have 2 weeks to decide.
What's Blues and Shoes?
I don't know.
Tune in next week and find out.
I don't know. God help me. I have no idea. I'm so scared. I've never been more scared in my life.
I think I'm going to be busy.
Now, listen, normally we would terminate the call right now, but the consultant said that it was really good that we hang up on callers.
Okay.
So,
wait, we have to wait for him to complete his thought.
I'm going to hang up.
Oh, wait, he didn't complete his thought.
Well, you can't complete his thought.
You're in direct contradiction with rule number three.
No, he said hang up on callers. It's good.
But he also said rule number seven was hang up on callers. Rule number three was
have you noticed? Have you noticed since we've started employing the radio consultant's techniques,
all
the lines are lit up.
973-678-7743. It's the new and improved
Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey presents 7 second delay. Now you're on the air.
Hi, love the show.
Thanks very much.
I can't believe I got through.
You're very kind.
Oh, please. You're too kind.
How about that Al Roker, huh?
How about him?
Man, is he fat.
Can you believe it? And he's fat on two different networks, too.
You know, they ran a picture of him in Seton Hall, in the newspaper Seton Hall. The paper weighed 8 pounds.
Oh.
It's the first fold-out they ever had in a local paper. That's how fat he was. Produce promos. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I need a promo. Hang on. I'll go get one.
Hurry!
Distant relatives of the rich and famous.
Oh, distant relatives of the rich and famous. Go ahead. Okay. Start your thought, and I will let you complete it.
It's not really me, but it's my dog. My dog is the cousin of the dog that won the Westminster Dog Show in 1993.
Your dog is the cousin of an award-winning dog.
That's right, a blue ribbon champion.
Have you ever seen the blue ribbon champion?
Not in person, but they do look alike.
Fantastic. Is your thought been completed?
Well, just about, yeah.
Okay. His thought's completed.
That's it for today.
Okay.
Can
you
start a new thought? And I'll
No. Oh, yes.
Can I go on?
Okay, there we go.
There you go. We are creating an incredible demand by terminated calls mid-sentence.
And he said drop-ins and produced spots, right? And
exactly. Do we have
effects.
Any?
Yes, we do. There we go.
Perfect. You know what that sounded like to me? Al Roker lying on a couch, all the springs creaking. That guy's so fat.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. So, skis and trees.
Skis and trees in 3 weeks.
In
2 weeks. Next week is blues
and
shoes.
Blues and shoes. Girls will talk about trees. Girls dig trees. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Karsten.
Hi, Karsten.
Hi.
Can I hang up on you now?
I think that's his thought.
Okay.
He said his name.
All right, you know what
that
happened?
That counts as a thought.
There's nobody calling anymore.
Oh, no.
So it's because we're letting people through. So I'm going to tie up all the lines. You give out the phone number.
You're
going to
tie up all. So people calling can get a busy signal.
Right.
But we've got to let one person through.
No, not right away.
I have no more amusing anecdotes. Except, did I mention how fat Al Roker was?
Yeah, a few times.
973-678-7743. Call and listen to our busy signal. We are artificially creating a demand. We are following received advice from a professional radio consultant. This guy really, really knew what he was doing. He only heard our show for a half hour and saw through your attitude. What is that? What was that? These are professionally produced.
Yeah, these are
promos.
Spots. These are things that we can build benchmarks around, I think.
Okay.
Whoops.
Did we do any Al Roker stuff lately?
Yeah, I'm just trying to tie up the lines here. I'm having a bit of a
broader
problem.
Themes. Broader subject matters.
Uh-huh.
Skis and trees. So anything that rhymes, I guess, is good, right? Spoon. Another show can be Spoon and June. People can call and talk about their utensils or talk about an event that happened in June.
Mm-hmm.
What other
that
shows
works.
Can there be? People can call. We can have a pup and cup show. They can talk about their puppies or some cups they might own.
Uh-huh.
But next week it's going to be blues and shoes.
Okay, so now I'm going to open up the calls. I've tied up demand. We've created demand.
You have completely screwed us up. You could not really have listened carefully to what
No, I've created demand by tying up the phone lines.
Well, now let's see if it works. I'm going to give the phone number.
People want what they can't have.
So people were frustrated in the last few minutes because you've tied up the phone lines.
Right.
But now you've opened the phone lines
right.
to let the calls come flooding
Now it's
through.
Supposed to be a floodgate. Yeah. So go ahead.
It's
now you
working.
Give out the phone number.
973-678-7743.
Great.
You suck. You just suck. You just screwed that up. We had 100 calls. You hung up on them.
I was trying to create demand. Don't you remember what Mark said? People want what they can't have. See, there's a call.
Oh,
there's
there
two.
They come. Oh, it did work. My
it does
God.
Work.
It does work. Oh, my
what
God.
What did I tell you?
Scott
you
doubted. Through.
You doubted, Mark. Now we have a little Christmas tree on our switchboard.
Oh, my God. They're all lit up. Don't look. Avert your eyes. They're all lit up.
More spots. We need more spots.
Skis and trees. Wait, what are we doing? Skis and trees? Blues and shoes? Pups and cups? What are we doing?
We're doing Al Roker.
Oh, Al Roker. Oh, no, we're doing tell us about your famous relative.
Oh, right.
Okay, and we're going to let you complete the thought. We're going to keep our subject broad.
And here's a benchmark. Coming up in about 5 seconds, Andy's going to be abusing a caller.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hi, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me, Uncle Andy.
You're welcome.
Hey, isn't Al Roker fat?
Man, he is. I was just reading about him in the Seton Hall paper, one of the local papers here.
Al Roker is so fat.
Yeah, how fat would you say he is?
When he sits around the house,
yeah,
he sits around the house.
Well, that, now that doesn't make sense because the house is just gigantic. No one could be that fat.
No, Al Roker's that fat.
Oh,
and
heavens.
And Ernie Anastas.
I think that's sadder than it's funny.
And Ernie Anastas, what a bad weave on him, huh?
Bad hair. Ernie Anastas. Good. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Perfect.
You've ended that call. Caller?
No, he completed his thought.
Oh,
we should have had him start another thought and then hung up on him.
Should I create more demand by tying up the lines?
Well, I guess so.
No, we can take this call.
Hey, why don't we create demands for really good, well-executed shows by doing really badly executed shows?
Okay.
We'll start next week.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, you love the show.
Yeah.
Hey, another chick call.
Well, I've been trying to get through for hours.
Oh,
it's impossible.
God bless you for saying that.
It's it's been terrible.
You know why? We've been creating demand.
Yes. Well, it seems to be working.
Okay. And do you have a famous relative to talk about?
Well, it's not a relative. She's a really good girlfriend of mine, and she is the godmother of Jewel.
Wow.
A good friend of yours is the godmother of Jewel.
Yeah.
Have you ever met Jewel?
No, I haven't met her before. I've met her mother.
You've met Jewel's mother?
Yeah, her name's Diane.
And can you give us any gossip about Jewel that we might not know?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I can't do that.
Just say gay. Just say the word gay.
Oh, that she's gay, huh?
Please.
Well,
give us something.
It's widely known that she's had problems with eating disorders and stuff like that.
I didn't know that.
You did?
That's gossip. That counts.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
we believe you, and we are impressed.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Completed thought. Oh, we didn't get to hang up on her.
You ended the call, though. Do a benchmark.
Okay. And coming up in 2 seconds will be, I'm sorry, coming up in about 1 minute will be Andy and Ken saying goodnight and thank you. Does that count as a benchmark?
That was good.
Okay, keep the show broad. Let them speak. Let them complete
their
thoughts.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, welcome to Oprah Winfrey Presents. 7 seconds delay. We were just talking about how fat Al Roker is.
What about Monica Lewinsky?
Oh, man, is she easy? Little round shoes, Monica Lewinsky. Round heels.
Knee pads.
Presidential knee pads.
Oh, yeah. She definitely, Bill wanted some kosher meat, that's for sure.
Oval Office.
Exactly, Oval Office, kosher meat. Okay.
Hang up on the caller.
Hang on the caller, quick.
Okay. Go.
So we did. Okay, that last call was perfect. That was perfect. That last call in incorporated steps 4, 5, 8, and 9. Man, do we thank Mark Stevens in Lansing, Michigan? He has turned this project around. Thank you.
Create demand.
Create demand. Broaden the topics.
Tie up the phone lines.
Next week, blues and shoes. What side are you on, my friend? Blues or shoes?
Coming up next, the price is beans.
Good promo.
Here on WFMU East Orange.
I feel like a pro.
And WXHD Mount Hope.
Oh, man, the ratings are going to go through
the roof. Don't try to call. You won't get through.
We should have done this 6 years ago. See you next week. Oh, wait, I forget.
I did it already.
Oh, fantastic.
Promo the Blues and Shoes program.
We'll see you next week. Blues and Shoes. And the following week, Skis and Trees.
Okay, real quick, for the real ID, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York and New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for In Real Life.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy food. Feed our souls on the bread of life and help us to do our part with kind words and loving deeds. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And thanks to Mom and Dad for having us all here together.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you.
So, Tyreek, what do you do?
I'm a filmmaker.
Is that right?
Oh, wow.
That's
right.
Yeah, he's really good.
I don't think I know any filmmakers. That is
exotic.
So
not a lot of us out.
Interesting.
Well, I've only made.
Not on TV.
I've only made one documentary. It was at the Cleveland Underground Film Festival, 2008.
What is an underground film festival? Do they show them movies underground?
No. They show them above ground, but
It's really intellectual. They show intellectual.
Like an intellectual film festival. I just think. Do you do commercials? Because those are my favorite.
You're listening to In Real Life on WFMU. I'm Emily.
And I am Kim Zilla.
And this week
you're so
on
excited.
In Real Life, I'm so excited.
You're so excited about this. It's been a long time coming.
It has been. Oh, man. I did this interview weeks ago.
Before Thanksgiving.
Before Thanksgiving. Like a month ago. Mm-hmm. Wow. And I've just been sitting on it, trying to figure out, like a little egg.
Like a little egg.
Waiting for it to crack.
Just brewing. No, eggs don't brew.
They incubate.
They grow. Incubate. It was
I was incubating my little egg. And I was waiting for it to hatch into a beautiful episode. And tonight, I think it's finally happening.
Who are we doing an interview with, Emily?
Well, in the spirit of In Real Life sort of being all about stories, really. Different people's stories. The real stories behind people doing weird things.
First it was subcultures, and then it's really more people.
Yeah.
It's individual subcultures.
It's about, personal subcultures.
Subcultures
of one, even. and in the spirit of storytelling, and we're talking to someone who, in my mind, is sort of the master storyteller, Arlo Guthrie. I'm really excited.
He is a master.
He's the man.
We're not playing the Thanksgiving song that goes on for an hour, are we?
No, not the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's a good one. It's great. And you know what? If you want to listen to it, it only goes on for 27 minutes.
Is it a 27-minute song?
Yeah.
Do you think he likes telling that story whenever he plays live? Or is it oh boy, here we go. And does he vamp? Are these questions that are answered in this episode?
These are questions that are answered. They're all answered.
Is that motorcycle song going to be played? This is all Emily, by the way.
Who knows?
Emily has been.
I went rogue.
She was like, this is mine, baby.
This
is mine. Don't touch it.
So what happened? by way of a little backstory.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
Is that Arlo Guthrie's publicist reached out to the station and mentioned that on the 50th anniversary of Alice's restaurant, he would be available for interviews. And so he appeared very briefly on a lovely polka program that we have here on the station called Dance With Me Stanley with DJ Stashu. And she interviewed him, you know, for a brief period of time as sort of an intro to the entirety of Alice's Restaurant, which she did play on her show that night for Thanksgiving and for the 50th anniversary. And then she very graciously allowed me to
take over the interview.
To take over the interview, which I did until he kicked me off, basically, because mm-hmm. he had to go eat. So I stayed on the phone with him for as long as I could. And I grew up with Arlo Guthrie. My mom has been playing his records as long as I have a memory of music being played.
Really? Really? It's that ingrained in your that ingrained. Family.
And not only that, but she tells his stories over and over again, like the stories that he tells either in concert uh-huh. or on the albums. Like, she tells their stories over and over again. And then I don't know if you guys remember, but when we went camping and we were sitting around the campfire telling stories in the Wolf Preserve, at the first attempt at a Wolf Preserve episode, our camping episode, I found myself telling one of these stories too. So it's just, his stories are so ingrained in our family. And we are one of those families that just tells the same stories over and over and over again anyway. So when the opportunity to talk to him presented itself, I couldn't possibly pass it up.
No, that's great.
So I was really excited.
How did your mom react?
And I was so nervous. My mom just texted me in like all caps for like an entire day. She was like, oh my God. And just couldn't contain herself. So she's really excited that this is finally hatching mm-hmm. tonight. And
is it true what they say, to never meet your heroes? Or did you?
No, ma'am. He's I was not disappointed. And I was pretty nervous, which you're definitely going to be able to hear.
Yeah. And for those out there, I know you love the alien episodes.
Yeah. The comment is already.
Everybody wants aliens.
Is always already like, more aliens?
Hello, everybody on the message board. If you guys want to join on the message board as well, it's WFMU.org. And then just click on the playlist and comment section and join our community, our lifer community.
Join
They're
us.
In it for life.
One of us. Google gobble, we accept you.
You could talk about, if you're not into Arlo Guthrie, you can talk about how the government has finally confirmed that there are spacecrafts. So
yeah.
Talk about.